Saturation. Let's talk about saturation. Is the market saturated? Wholesaling real estate. Is the market saturated when it comes to wholesaling real estate? Stay tuned. Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios here. And in fact, I have a question here. I don't know if it's a question or a comment. Honestly, to be straight up honest with you, I was watching a video here, and I do watch a lot of other YouTube videos too, because honestly, in other people's comment, I get a lot of the questions. I see a lot of questions that I answer, okay? And I decided to answer this one today. And there's this person here says, "Oh my God, this dude is just money hungry. First of all, wholesaling houses is saturated in almost every market, and a smaller market is dead, and you can only make $2,000 to $5,000 per deal." Well, first of all, okay, whenever somebody say somebody is just money hungry because they're sharing something on YouTube, it's typically a hater, okay? In a lot of ways, they're usually a hater. Anytime somebody's trying to sell you something, and the first thing that comes to mind for you is that they are money hungry, or they're a scam artist, or, if they're fraud, whatever. If that's the first thing that comes to mind anytime you see somebody trying to sell something, chances are you are the fraud, and I'm not calling you names, but it's something in you that has probably been bitten in the past because you really thought you bought into the get-rich-quick scheme thing. You know, at some level in your mind, you bought into that, and you want to believe that it exists. Whereas that's just you thinking that way, you know. But at the end of the day, you're watching me on an internet, and you paid for it. Somebody paid for it. Somebody sold the idea of the internet to you, and you're watching me on it right now. So get out of the mode of always thinking it's got to be negative. Somebody's out to get me whenever somebody's trying to sell stuff. So that's, first of all, that one out the window. Because somebody is sharing information about wholesaling doesn't mean they're money hungry. Because they try to sell you a course does not mean they're money hungry. And yes, it's easy for me to say that because I have my own courses, my own books that I offer. And I know from my heart that it doesn't come from wanting to hurt other people, okay? It comes because I have the creative juice, I've had the experience, and I have the expertise, and I can share what I know and to help a lot of people. So that's first thing I want you to pay attention to. Anytime you see somebody, be careful with people that are very quick to write out things and just say, hey, it must be a scam, they must be money hungry or something. Whatever, okay? That's what you should think, because at the end of the day, we all buy, we all sell, we're all trying to sell, we're all salespeople. Every time you walk into a room, you're trying to sell them an idea that you're who you are, whatever you think you are, okay? At the end of the day, either at a subconscious level or level of consciousness, it doesn't matter. We're all salespeople. So that's the first thing I wanted to point out. So it says, first of all, wholesaling houses is saturated in almost every big market, and a smaller market is dead, and you can only make 2 to 5K per deal. First of all, if all you can make from a deal is 2 to 5K, that's not bad, okay? As a matter of fact, if you can make $2,000 to $5,000 from every deal, then all you have to worry about is creating volume, okay? And yes, you can still make up to $80,000, $90,000, $150,000 in wholesaling. So that's a completely bogus lie over there too. So this person says, for example, Arizona is saturated by Sean Terry and many more giants. What is the meaning of giants? What does that mean? Somebody intimidating to you? Is that what giant is? Okay, because if you see a giant, you aspire to be like them. If you see a giant in business, not start looking at that as a negative why you shouldn't get into the business. Okay, I don't use because giants are in the business as a negative to not get in the business. If anything, it motivates me to want to be in the business. If I am remotely interested in that business at all, it would be a proof that I need to get into the same business and not be intimidated, but be inspired. Does that make sense? Cali, California, Texas, and all them big states are completely saturated. Again, when somebody is using the word saturation over and over like this, you should look at it as this is com- a complete amateur that doesn't know what they're talking about. They're pulling out opinions out of their own ass. And there's a lot of generalizing in these statements. It's subjective. There's nothing objective about this statement. And yes, wholesaling still works. But I'm going to talk about that more a little bit. Okay, and I'm going to actually tell you what wholesaling is. In case you're first time here, please don't forget to like, share, and subscribe if you're a first timer here. And click the bell to become part of the notification squad. So before you think you can even make money, just do your research. Isn't that what we all supposed to do anyway? You know, I'm actually tired of hearing people say do research, because most people that think that word research are people that usually overanalyze information and then get paralyzed, okay? They get paralysis by overanalysis, okay? And there's nothing wrong with doing research. I didn't say that. I'm just saying, if you're very outspoken about that, chances are you're not doing anything with your life. Chances are you suck at execution, okay? You may even have a bunch of ideas, but you're suppressing it by yourself by saying, I got to do research first. So every statement in this, I don't know if it's a question, it's a comment, okay? I guess it's a comment. Every statement in this has been wrong, completely wrong. Money hungry? No, because somebody is selling you stuff doesn't mean they're money hungry. Wholesaling saturated, that's a lie, okay? I have a quote that I'm going to read to you, and I'm going to explain a little bit further why I think it's a lie. No, I know it's a lie, okay? Every big market, small market, dead, okay? $2,000 to $5,000 per deal. That's not actually bad. If you close one deal and you make $1,000, that's not bad. Then all you have to do is create leverage and find ways to create volume so you can bring in $1,000 per day. How's that? That's still not bad, right? So Sean Terry, saturate Arizona. That's a lie. Don't be intimidated by gurus. The gurus are supposed to inspire you if you're remotely interested in wholesaling real estate, not the other way around. They're not supposed to intimidate you. So it goes, so before you think, do research. So again, doing research, anybody that's throwing research word at you, of course, you're supposed to do research, especially in effort to discourage you. I would run away from that person because they are enemy of progress. So I have a quote, I have a reply that I'm actually going to put here. I'm going to put in the comments here as well, and that I put together, and I think you're going to find it very interesting, okay? There is no such thing as a saturated market. If you've ever done wholesale and real estate business before and claim that the market is saturated, you're just a wussy who quit on self. The cream always rises to the top. If you're doing it the right way, all you have to do is beat anyone else at consistency. Consistency is hard as hell, okay? That's the one thing that's always going to be hard, okay? No matter what market, no matter what generation you come in, it's always going to be hard. I'd agree with you. Okay, watch this. I'd agree with you that it's a lot more easier to complain about saturation than it is to make money in wholesaling real estate, though. Yeah, you'd rather go on the internet and put comments and complain about what doesn't work. That's easy, of course, than making money. I mean, we all can agree with that, okay? That's why you're not making money, though. It makes complete sense, okay? But you can still make even up to $150,000 from one deal if you plug into a system that positions you for consistency. Okay, either you make $1,000, $150,000, $2,000, $5,000, it doesn't matter. You can make whatever, and deals can go dead, okay? It's a matter of having position for consistency and having volume. That's the key. There are tons of houses out there. Sean Terry, okay, which the guru guy from Freedom, from Flip to Freedom, right? And the other gurus cannot buy them all. They can't buy all those properties out there. Don't be intimidated about that, and don't be a hater. Listen, being a hater is nothing really, it's not cute about that, okay? Find something good in people in general. If the first thing you do is always looking for the negative in things, it's not a great place to be as a human being, okay? Nobody's going to like you, and they can smell it. They can smell that you're a hater, and there's nothing attractive about a hater, right? So this business is about attraction. We all know that. It's about attraction. Wholesaling real estate, home businesses in general, network marketing is about attraction. You got to attract the right motivated seller, okay? No matter what market you find yourself, always remember that the top 3% is still the top 3%. the cream always rises to the top, okay? There's always going to be, no matter what the number is, it could be 1,000 people, it could be 1 million people, the top 3% is still the top 3%, and that means they get to pocket all that money, okay? The top 3% revenue. Because they refuse to accept the saturation excuses, I consider saturation an excuse. Does that make sense? Completely an excuse. In every market, there always going to be something that shows up that looks like saturation, but it's because somebody was sleeping on themselves. It's typically because somebody could have done a better job at staying on top of their game, okay? And they got complacent and they went to sleep. And then somebody else took over and they would call it saturated. It doesn't change. Demand and supply never change. It never change. You just need to choose what side of that do you want to be on. Producer and consumer never changes. You just need to choose what side of that you want to be on. So when it comes to wholesaling real estate, consistency in generating leads, consistency in bringing buyers to the table, consistency in engaging in the market and trying to understand the market, and staying in the game, because if you're not in the game, you're not going to win, okay? And I'm guilty of that. I've been in places where I'm not in the game, and I can't win. You can't win from the sidelines. Okay, maybe if you're in the right team, but you're going to make so much more money, right? But ultimately, you need to understand that cannot win unless you're in the game. Okay, so that's something I have for you. That's something very simple I have for you today. Again, to answer your question, is the wholesaling real estate business saturated? No, it is not. There's no such thing. It doesn't exist for winners. Okay, if there's anything that remotely looks close to saturation, it's a sign that the business is working and you should get in and then try to be the best at it. Okay, if you be the best at it, the cream always rises to the top. The top 3% is always the top 3%. The bottom 97% will remain the bottom 97%. And yes, sometimes people will move from the top 3% to the bottom 97% because they became complacent and they went to sleep. They disregarded technology. They disregarded how people evolve and how people respond to information and marketing. That's completely your fault if you fall in that category. It's your responsibility as an entrepreneur to stay on top of your game. So the fact that the game is changing or a lot more people are aware about the game does not mean it's saturation, okay? It means you're not making money. It means you have too much time to be complaining about saturation. And maybe it's time that you wake up and start collecting your own piece of the pie by becoming consistent, by positioning yourself for consistency, mastering marketing, and being the best person that can bring traffic into the marketplace. If you learn how to bring traffic, especially from the internet, into the marketplace, you will continue to win. And that's something I cover extensively in my book, Empire Lifestyle Secrets. You see the link on the screen, or you can click on it from the bottom in the description box. It's myempirepro.com if you're listening to me on the podcast. And hopefully you've been enlightened. Click share, like, subscribe. Click the bell to become part of the notification squad. And hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. And I'll see you on the next one. And peace.
Do you own a business? Do you want to build the business to massive profits? Learning how to generate online traffic of leads, followers, customers, and high-paid clients on demand? This is the number one reason why 95% of businesses fail and shut down in 5 years or less. Do you want to start a business from home, building your own very own empire? Then help other businesses get massive traffic of high-paying clients and profit six figures income or more in your first year. How? It's all in the book. Get the book, Empire Lifestyle Secrets, at www.myempirepro.com or click the link in the description to download it. It's 100% free. In addition to that, I've got a free bonus that's worth $97. It's a 7 lessons online course that I created just for you called Smart Business Empire. Access will be delivered to your email with your free book, Empire Lifestyle Secrets, www.myempirepro.com.